Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more. Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
It's no crime to love true crime. Broadcasting from the Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of Dale and Keith, middays 10 to 2. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station. This is Patriots Monday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Monday is brought to you in part by Gillette ProGlide and ProGlide Gel. Five blades and a pivoting flex ball designed to get virtually every hair on the first stroke.
By Putnam Investments, proud Patriots partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
And by AdCare. If you're struggling with alcohol, AdCare can help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is sponsored by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, it is Boomer Esiason, and Boomer is brought to you by Town Fair Tire, by Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, also by Truly Hard Seltzer, Arbella Insurance, and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Hey, Boomer.
Hey.
I was going to say good morning, but there's not much good around here today, so I'll just say hello. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm better than you guys are. I mean, it's been, what, 25 years since this team has looked like this? I mean,
oh my God.
The last 2 weeks, man, have told a lot about the New England Patriots and who they are, and unfortunately, it does start with the quarterback, and I don't really care what anybody says. I played a position. I've looked like Cam Newton at times when I played, and I know exactly how frustrated he is. For his performance, and he really has no answers. And I don't know if it's COVID-19 related. It may be. I don't know. I don't know if it sapped his energy. I can't really tell, but this is not the player that we saw the first couple of weeks.
No. Do you see anything mechanics-wise when it comes to throwing the ball? I mean, it's bouncing off the ground 10 feet in front of receivers.
I said at halftime yesterday that it was brutal. It was a brutal first half. I can't explain it. You know, he's 6'5", and for some reason, you know, he was driving the ball into the ground yesterday in the first half. I thought towards the end of the first half, he looked like he got mad. Like, he got mad at his performance, and if there were fans there, he would have been booed off the field. And he actually started to throw the ball well. Then they had a completion, then they had a holding penalty. Then he indiscriminately threw the ball down the middle of the field, right at the double coverage, and ends up, with a pick. It's just not good. It doesn't look good. And I know that Bill Belichick was emphatic after the game that he's still our starter moving forward against the Bills this week, man. But it's hard to explain. Most of us have gone through this. Some of us don't go through it, but most of us have gone through it where, you know, you lose a little confidence. You're not really sure about what you're doing. You're not sure about your new surroundings. And again, on top of this, the COVID-19 situation, the opt-outs, the offensive line being shuffled all over the place, wide receivers all over the place. The wide receivers weren't even really targeted yesterday maybe but a couple times by Cam until Jarrett Stidham came in. There's no tight end production at all on this offense. And for years and years and years, you know, that was a staple of this offense, was an uncoverable tight end. So they are in a really bad spot. I don't want to paint a picture that is rosy, and I certainly don't want to be too pessimistic. But when you look at the last two performances by this offense against the Denver Broncos and then yesterday against San Francisco, I think we all see what we see, and it's just there's no energy.
Do you think Bill looks at Cam Newton on his side of the ball and then at Jimmy Garoppolo on the other side of the ball and is pissed that he was forced to trade Jimmy G?
Well, he could have been, but they went and won a Super Bowl right after they traded him. I mean, you know, we can go back and have revisionist history and everything else. I think he did a real solid by Jimmy Garoppolo by trading him. You know, and Jimmy, it hasn't been so smooth sailing out there with San Francisco. It seems like every week everybody's wondering, is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be with the 49ers again next year because of a poor performance he had the week before with a high ankle sprain? So, you know, Jimmy's had his own situation going on out there. But, you know, I can't say enough about the way that he performed yesterday. It wasn't a perfect performance. He did throw a couple picks. But, you know, to score 33 points and to look the way that he did, I could understand that line of thinking. But I think Bill Belichick has certainly moved on from that, and he's paying the price now. On top of that, let's face it, you know, Tom Brady looked unbelievable yesterday.
He did. He really
did. He looked unbelievable. Yeah. And he's throwing the ball down the field, and it's like everybody who thought that the marriage between Tom Brady and Bruce Arians in the offseason was going to be pretty fantastic, it's turned out to be that way. Like Tom is really going down the field with the ball, and Gronk looks great. And I kept telling my CBS producer, Drew Kalisky, you know, you got to stop breaking into the Patriots and San Francisco game to show Tampa Bay and Vegas highlights, because I think it's like, you know, the Boston fans are going to be very upset with CBS going down that path.
That's called salt in the wounds.
Yes,
that's
painful.
That's what they call that.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What do you think about the developments over the weekend with Antonio Brown, Boomer? How do you feel about all this?
I'm not, you know, this is like his fourth chance, man. And, you know, quite frankly, watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday, I'm like, who the hell is coming off the field? And what is that going to do to the wide receiver room? Now, I know they've had some injuries down there. This is a depth signing, according to Bruce Arians. But, you know, I personally, he still has other issues off the field. And I think all of those issues should be taken care of one way or the other before he's ever allowed back on the field. So In all honesty, it's not the greatest signing in the world. It doesn't look good. I don't think it looks good for the NFL, given all that he's dealing with right now. So I don't know what to tell you. I guess he passed some sort of suspension landmark, and he's done that. And now he's got to try to keep himself clean as he possibly can, both on and off the field. But, again, I would like these guys to get all this stuff taken care of off the field before they're allowed back on the field again.
But don't you think there's a danger that he comes in and kind of screws with the chemistry a little bit down there?
Because that's part of it. I mean, that's part of, the emotion of the NFL, and there are guys that are proud down there, and quite frankly, it's probably the best group of skill position players that Tom Brady's ever played with collectively when you think about it. And it's showing. By him taking chances down the field and guys making plays for him. I mean, the play that Gronk made for him back in the corner of the end zone yesterday was vintage New England Brady and Gronk. It just was. And Gronk looks great, too. So they may be the first team, believe it or not, to actually play in their home stadium for a Super Bowl. I mean, that's how good they look right now.
Well, adding AB is just going to help. Boom.
Wiggs, I'm telling you, man. Would you welcome AB in your locker room? Would you?
Yeah, I would.
He'd be psyched.
I would, because he's going to make everybody's job be a little bit easier. The thing you brought up about Cam, and I think we're starting to see it 2 years in a row, and maybe you're starting to see it a little differently than you did with Brady last year, is I think frustration. And Boom, you played the position before. Talk about how difficult it is or how frustrating it is for a quarterback when you don't have nobody to throw it to. I mean, I know Cam's mechanics are a little shaky, and at times he's throwing the ball erratic, but when he drops back and he throws the ball and his best wide receivers are Jacoby Myers and Bird, it's got to be frustrating for a quarterback. We saw it basically all year last year with Brady.
Well, you know, I had to eat my words a little bit during the beginning of the season. You're a Stidham guy. Yeah, okay, yeah, I am. I admit it, and he's not much better. But I will say that the thing that troubled me more than anything else was really the accuracy problems that Cam Newton has. He's got a strong arm. He can run with the ball. He's exciting to watch. He's got a great personality, gives great post-game press conferences, pre-game press conferences, takes ownership when he plays bad. All of those things are great. You just want him to play better. And the one thing I do know about New England, when Tom Brady was there, man, it was about timing. It was accuracy. Guys like Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, you know, I could go down the line, Troy Brown. I mean, all these guys that would just make these unbelievable catches because of where the ball was put. And the ball was always put away from the defender. And I think, you know, that this is one of the hardest things for a new quarterback to really understand is how why they're calling the plays, where the ball needs to be placed. And, you know, I think Josh McDaniels is doing a balancing act. Now, he's trying to call plays that are helping Cam with his legs and his athleticism. But also, if the quarterback is not accurate and he's not hitting guys in stride or not putting the ball where guys are used to having the ball put, you know, you get what you get. And that's what we're seeing right now, Wiggs. So it's a weird match. It was a weird match even in the beginning. I ate my words after a couple weeks. But now we're seeing what I thought was going to happen initially. It just took a while to have happen. And I think maybe this COVID-19 knocked him off his feet a little bit. Maybe there's more to this than he's letting on. I don't know. It's just like the last two games. Actually, you could say the last two and a half games. Mm-hmm. He looks completely different than he did the first couple games.
Yeah, I mean, even if that's not what it is, he should run with that. That's
yeah,
that's what
that's
I would
say.
Yeah, it sounds like you should. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I've been sick, man. It's the COVID-19's killing me.
Is that, Boomer, you think the Steelers are the best team in the AFC?
I would say no. I would say Kansas City still is.
Okay, all right.
Just simply because Patrick Mahomes is ridiculous. And, you know, yesterday he didn't have to do much. They were playing out lousy weather out in Denver. Their special teams and defense showed up yesterday, albeit against the Denver Broncos. You guys saw them. They're terrible offensively. So they should have done what they did yesterday. He really didn't have to do much. But when he is pressed and he plays against a good defense like he played against Baltimore about 4 weeks ago, he could still get it done. So that would – I was thinking yesterday the best matchup in the Super Bowl would be Kansas City and Tampa Bay. That, to me, right now, as I look at these teams as we end Week 7 tonight – that would be an amazing Super Bowl for us on CBS. In the AFC Championship game, I'd love to see Kansas City and Pittsburgh. I don't know if Baltimore, I don't know if Tennessee will get there. Pittsburgh's defense is pretty damn good, man, and we saw that yesterday. And if it weren't for Ben Roethlisberger throwing interceptions, I think they're going to blow Tennessee out. So, you know, it's all part of the game. But Pittsburgh's right there at the top, no question.
Speaking of the Chiefs, the line on the Jets week 8 is 21. Do you think the Chiefs will cover that?
I do, and I think it should. Actually, I think it should be like 28. Though I did pick the Jets this week with the number. They got 12.5 against Buffalo. You know, we're talking about Cam Newton struggling. The last 3 weeks, Josh Allen hasn't looked great. So it happens, you know, it happens to a lot of players around the league. You know, sometimes you look good, sometimes, you know, Baker Mayfield came out of a 2-week funk. And, you know, had almost a perfect second half yesterday against the Bengals. Justin Herbert finally got his first win. I would say that Seattle's Russell Wilson came down to earth last night. That was an unbelievable game between them and Arizona, but he did throw 3 interceptions, and that's something that he hadn't been doing up until last night. So there's going to be down ticks for every player, and I do remember a few years back New England getting hammered in Kansas City before Patrick Mahomes got there, and everybody thought that the career for Tom Brady was over. They go on to win the Super Bowl that year, and then Tom Brady, at the ripe old age of 43, is playing like he was when he was, you know, back, you know, 35 years old, or even 30 years old for that matter, down in Tampa. So it does happen.
Speaking of age, Boomer, I'm curious to know your thoughts on player longevity from a personal perspective. Like, last week we had Rob Ninkovich in, and, you know, I noticed that one of the main things that happens is whenever we talk about any of these guys, the question always comes up, how old is he now? How many years has he been in the league? And I think you were, what, like around 36 when you retired? How did you know when it was time to retire?
My feet were killing me. I had plantar fasciitis in both feet, and I started the last 5 games of my the final year of my career in 1997, and we actually played great, and the Bengals wanted me back. They offered me a 2-year contract, a very lucrative contract back then. They wanted me to come back for 98 and 99. We found some magic towards the end of that year. I really had a hard time walking Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's how bad my feet were from the plantar fasciitis in both feet. So I just said, I don't know if I can give you 32 games like I just gave you. So, I mean, in all honesty, I think I kind of feel like I'm done. But I also had a great offer from Monday Night Football. So I took over for Frank Gifford for 2 years before I got fired out of that place. Maybe that was the wrong decision at the time. But
it helped in the moment.
But it did help in the moment, and it helped ease my transition away from the game. Yeah, but we all leave with some injury. Some more than others. I mean, I listen to Wiggs every now and again. It sounds like he's left with a lot of injuries.
Yes.
And mostly head injuries.
Yes. He's got some issues.
Northern injuries.
All right. Well, listen. How long do we go before it's tank for Trevor? That is my question for you.
Well, they've already started that here in New York, so you know, that's been going on. They got you a 2-game lead on you guys.
All right, Boomer. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Boomer.
Later.
Bye bye.
Teddy Bruschi joins OMF Wednesday at 4:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, there are sad faces all across New England this morning as the Patriots have lost 3 games in a row for the first time since 2002. They're now 2-4 after falling to the 49ers 33-6 yesterday at Gillette Stadium. Absolute sob fest. Cam Newton was taken out of the game after throwing for just 98 yards and 3 interceptions. Meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo completed 20 of 25 passes for 277 yards, no TDs, and 2 interceptions. Bill Belichick said post-game the Patriots do plan to stick with Cam going ahead to Buffalo next week.
Bill, do you plan on having Cam Newton as your quarterback going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Just wanted to give Stid a little experience here.
Stid. By the way, the Bills are 4-point favorites over the Pats next weekend.
Huh. Yeah. Well.
That's low.
I mean.
Yeah.
Wiggy predicted that this would be Bill's ultimate coaching performance yesterday.
Man, did he swing and miss on that one?
Best game plan ever for a guy who has actual game plans in Canton at the Hall of Fame.
You would think he would know what they would want to do is run the football, and he'd be prepared, and they could at least stop the run.
At least he didn't give Cam and listen to you 3 years, $80
million. Well, I mean, he should have.
Listen, we spent a lot of time on Cam this morning, obviously, in the offense, but the defense was not good yesterday.
Horrible.
Either.
Horrible.
That's an issue. That's an issue going forward.
That's what I said. I was like, you know, you thought their best running back, the Mostert kid who got hurt, was on IR. You're thinking, all right, they, you know, stopped the run and slowed him down. They made this Wilson Jr. kid, till he got hurt, they made him look like Roger Craig. And then the other kid that came in, he ran the ball pretty well. It's just like, just Swiss cheese running up the middle.
And not to bring it back to Cam, but I will. The 49ers secondary were missing their 2 starting safeties, and they couldn't even get the ball in the end zone.
And their 2 starting corners. Richard Sherman wasn't there.
It's unbelievable.
According to ESPN, Antonio Brown has reportedly agreed to a 1-year deal with the Bucs. Head coach Bruce Arians denies that Tom Brady lured AB to Tampa Bay, saying Tom had nothing to do with this.
I thought he was the personnel guy down there, in addition to being the quarterback. Doesn't he get approval on things like that, Curtis?
I don't care whose idea it was. It is awesome.
Notice how he keeps getting more weapons.
Yep.
Leonard Fournette, Antonio Brown. What's next?
Well, they're stocking it up for a run.
Yeah, and we can't get anybody here.
Stock it up for a run to the Super Bowl.
Belichick saved $7 at Shaw's this week.
Dodgers took a 3-2 series lead over the Rays yesterday after a 4-2 victory. L.A. looks to close out the World Series tomorrow night at 8:08 p.m. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Bill, how surprised were you by the team's play after having a week of preparation? Did you guys sort of get back to normal? Certainly that happens in professional sports, but how surprised were you about what happened on the football field today with your team, the way it played?
I don't know.
That's the answer from Bill Belichick. I don't know.
Okay.
When he's not saying that they were out everything yesterday, that's the answer. I don't know. So,
how does he know? Was he asked how to build a good team with offensive weapons? And he replied, I don't know as well.
I bet he did.
I mean, you guys said you're not going to give him any kind of a pass when it comes to the opt-outs. But you were, I mean, Wiggy, you were talking about the defense. And you, I guess, so he loses Van Noy, loses Collins.
Mm-hmm.
He's going into this season, thinking that he's going to have Hightower, doesn't end up with Hightower.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, how old is Bentley? 24 years old? And that's the... that's basically the oldest linebacker that you have on this team. The defense was as bad as the offense yesterday.
Yeah, but the problem that I've always kind of had with Bill a little bit is sometimes he lets the ego, and I always talk about the ego get in the way of, you know what, I can just coach up anybody. I can, you know, make this guy out of something, make him out of nothing. And yes, now that you see that you don't have maybe Brady to kind of, you know, mask a lot of those, you know, flaws of yours, you need to start adding talented pieces.
But why didn't he?
I don't understand.
They're $25 million
right
under the cap.
It's his ego. Wiggy's, that's the part of it.
Wiggy's saying it's his ego. His ego doesn't allow him to look at this team and say, I need to add here.
Do you think Bob Kraft this morning wishes he had Tom Brady instead of Bill Belichick in Foxborough right now?
No. I don't believe that. No.
And Bill, we trust.
I think that had reached a point where we've discussed this many times. That had reached a point of no return where Robert Kraft understood that he wasn't going to have Tom Brady, that Tom Brady didn't want to be here.
Right. They couldn't both be here.
Correct. They could not both be here. This is Keith, I think. Is it Keith from Southie?
Yes. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
All right, I'm the south end, but not Southie, but it's okay.
It says Southie on my screen. My sincere apologies. What's up?
No problem. I'm trying to give Wiggy some help this morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, in terms of Cam, well, even bringing Super Cam to this market area, he has no skilled players. And you can bring anybody here. They're only going to do but so much. Even if he did do miracles, he would have to do everything himself in. This kind of game has changed. You need the weapons. Without the weapons, you're not going nowhere. I don't care even if you do bring Brady back. He would be even worse.
Well, you can't say that because he has the same weapon. Cam Newton has the same weapons that Tom Brady had last season. What was the record last season?
Oh, I don't know what the record was.
No. And
12-4.
But the offense, and everybody said it around here, it wasn't because of the offense. And but don't say, okay, Curtis, you were on the radio every single day, and that's what they said.
Okay.
I fought with people that the offense needed help. Everybody goes, it wasn't about the offense. I fought and said, no, Brady made the right decisions. Brady didn't put them in bad situations. Brady didn't make mistakes with the football. And people would say they didn't even need the offense to be on the field. They would have went 8-0.
Right, but the offense this year is a massive detriment. It's not a net neutral where they're just sort of maintaining the ball and you being a game manager. They are turning the ball over at an absurd rate.
I agree with that.
And that is because Cam Newton has been a failure to this point within this offense.
I agree with that. I agree when you lost Brady, you lost the mental side of the quarterback not making the mistakes. You did gain the ability for him to maybe make plays with his legs.
Correct.
But that's not enough when you think about this talent you got around him.
Well, and not enough yet. I mean,
yet?
Is it fair when it comes to Cam Newton, take into account the COVID absence, is it fair to say, has he had enough time in a pandemic year to understand this system and to learn this system?
Well, he's regressed.
It's not about him learning the system. It doesn't matter if he learns the system. It doesn't matter if Stidham's out there who might know the system better or Hoyer. The problem is you don't have
weapons. Got it.
Yeah, so I don't understand. Why do we keep going down this road about Cam regressing, or is it the system or this?
Well, with the same players, he's looked worse.
With the same plays, yes, and I just told you why.
That's the definition of regressing.
When you look at Brady, Brady's mental acumen for the football game is greater than Cam Newton's. So he don't make those same mistakes, right? He don't make those same mistakes with some of the same weapons.
But Cam is making more mistakes as the year has gone on. That's my point about regressing. He has looked worse as the year has gone on.
Well, I think what's ended up happening is that you're starting to really, defensively, they're starting to expose this offense.
And that's what I said to you, and you said, oh, Curtis, that's not what they do. I said they were going to learn their offense, and they were going
to
suck.
They're starting to expose the offensive talent. And Romo said it last night on the broadcast. When the Patriots play, they have the least talent of the two football teams.
Which is on Bill the GM.
Yes.
And I think you're going to have to start looking at Bill the GM as the issue here when it comes to drafting personnel and, you know, his philosophy of moving on from guys and feeling like, and this is the ego part that you're talking about, feeling like essentially he can take anybody and in this system, they're going to be fine.
And Greg,
and I think you have to, when it comes to his legacy, Curtis, which you always want to talk about, That's the biggest risk that he has to his legacy is Bill the GM.
Right. No,
I think not Bill the coach.
Bill's ego is the biggest risk at taking down Bill the coach and GM. Guess who the defensive coordinator is without the title? His son. Any other team at this point after losing that way to the 49ers, we'd be killing the defensive coordinator today. It's Belichick's son. His other son is the safeties coach. And we're watching the Dodgers right now. One win away from a World Series, thanks in large part to Mookie Betts, and the Red Sox management rightfully gets crucified for allowing Mookie to go there and trading him to the Dodgers. Why is it that Belichick isn't getting killed for Brady having 18 touchdowns and 4 picks with the Bucks?
Well, I said that was the worst decision that he made. He should have gave Brady the 2 years, $50 million. Mm-hmm. We argued about this all the time. Where wasn't Brady, and what was the reason why he left? When you look at this Patriots team, every team that they've played against, they've always had on paper the worst team. When you look at them collectively as a group through the first 6 games of the season.
They have a worse team than the Dolphins?
When you look at collectively.
Right, that's what I'm looking at.
Yes,
the team.
I think the Dolphins have a better wide receiver core. They have a better tight end core. And when you start to look at them collective, they probably have a better front seven. Do you have the better back end? Okay. But collectively as a group, on paper, you start to look at every team. And Romo pointed it out last night, and I've heard people point it out every single week. Talent-wise, you don't have as much as the team that you're playing.
We're going to talk to Cam Newton at 9:30. I think he may well be released. I mean, I don't. You look at those balls yesterday, and I know you want to put it on the receivers. Are you going to put it on Julian Edelman, that ball that's thrown behind him that leads to an interception?
No, that wasn't on him. That was all on Cam. That was on Cam.
What grade would you give Cam yesterday?
Would give Cam like a D-.
Oh, okay.
Barely passing.
Yeah.
It's not a grade they like to give.
Yeah, but you know.
It's like when the teacher gives you the courtesy pass just so you don't fail out.
There's no grading. Yeah. There's no grading anymore that offends those who don't.
But you know what I would give his skill players? I wouldn't even give them an F. I'd give him an I for incomplete.
Cam. He was doing that all the game.
Let's go to Charlotte and to Eli. Good morning, Eli.
Hey, last week I called, and you guys thought I was crazy for saying tank it for Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Wiggy, mm-hmm. Cam Newton is not the answer. I mean, he was throwing throws behind Edelman into the dirt. This dude is not the quarterback, especially he's not the quarterback for the future. Now, you take a look at it. They're 2-4. Next week, they're going to be 2-5. Wiggy, if you take a look at the schedule, let me ask you, mm-hmm. what do you think their record's going to be at the end of the year? And my point is, there's no sense to being in the middle of that draft. In fact, I think they're going to start having a fire sale. At 2-5, you're going to start seeing Bill Belichick trade players away.
Yeah, well, this is it. This is it, and that was my lead. Are you in the buy or sell mode? And if that's it,
well, which are you? You're in the sell mode.
Yeah, then you sell on Gilmore, you sell on Edelman, you sell on McCourty, you sell on everybody.
What would anybody trade for Julian Edelman right now?
I don't know. Maybe a team would pick him up like a 6-round draft pick.
Tampa Bay would.
He would be so happy. Oh, my God.
You noticed that when the Patriots had AB last year, Curtis was all over what a horrible decision it was and what a cancer he was in the locker room.
He loves it.
Now he loves it. Now he loves the fact that he's going to play with Tom.
Julian could go to New Orleans. I mean, Michael Thomas is kind of nicked up. They could use him in the slot. But you would say, if that's if you're Bill Belichick, you have to make a decision because the likelihood of you beating the Buffalo Bills is very slim. So you have to make a decision.
The Bills just barely beat the Jets.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, they looked awful yesterday.
Right, but you're on the Jets level. You're not that good. When you think about this Patriots team, all right, the Jets are 0-6, but is there anything that tells you when they play the Jets, they could beat the Jets?
What? So now you don't think Cam can beat the Jets? 3 weeks ago, you wanted to give him a max contract. What is going on?
I mean, we've really fallen.
Well, that's where we are now, Danielle. You look at this talent around them. It's just this team is not – they don't have enough talent.
This is Travis from Salem, New Hampshire – or Salem, Mass, I guess. Travis, what's up?
Greg, what's up, you guys? Hey, love the show. Two things, real quick. Curtis, can you please tell me the stats you said earlier for Cam Newton the last 3 weeks?
1 touchdown, 6 interceptions.
Wow. So my first question is, I want to know if any of you can find a quarterback that performed worse. The second question is,
Zolak.
20 years I've been watching the Pats, and there's only like a handful of times I've seen them bring in a real talent. Who was Wes Welker before the Patriots? Who was Julian Edelman before the Patriots? They pick up a nobody every year, or they used to. Everyone's so focused on, they have no talent. They brought nobodies and turned them into somebodies. Tell me how many star players they picked up over the last 20 years that was a star before they went there. Who was Gronkowski before the Pats?
Second-round pick.
I don't remember their name ever.
Moss, Corey Dillon.
Yep.
Offensively, that's
two.
Kind of names. Not many, but that's Bill's ego.
Who are their stars? Who was that one running back in like 2016? He like went off the charts. I was like, who is this guy? Never heard of him before.
Deion Lewis?
No.
Yeah, I am, dude. He was awesome. So, I mean, how many people do they have who are like, dude, we brought in a star? And
yeah, but they had Brady.
And that's how that is.
They had Brady, though. It was different. When you got Brady.
Yeah, why can't we get guys like that?
Here's a text that says, when is Greg going to apologize for comparing Tom Brady to an older version of Kiss?
Oh,
I think I need to apologize. The guy looks fantastic.
Any texts from the family yet? Because I would love to see if they were dancing on your head this morning.
No, I haven't texted. I will check my phone and see if I got any text messages from the family. But
see what happens when you give them weapons?
I'm eating the Brady's.
Nice.
I'm eating the Brady's for lunch today.
Let's do this the other way around. What would Cam Newton's record be with the talent that is in Tampa?
Be pretty good. I don't know. He probably wouldn't have the numbers Brady had, but it'd be pretty good. You put those weapons around him, be pretty good.
You could have played that game against air, and he would have hit the ground. He was awful.
Stop it. He wasn't great.
You said you had a D-.
Yeah, he wasn't great, but you got to – his receiving core is even worse. When you got nobody to throw to Curtis, it's like there's nothing you can do. It's like having a bunch of skilled players and a quarterback that can't get it done.
Now, I just want to be clear on this in case anybody's keeping track, because I asked you this around the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Patriots still the best team in the AFC, as you said?
They're starting to look like the worst team in the NFL.
Okay.
Wow. Right. Okay. That is a drop.
Did Bill have the best coaching game of his career yesterday?
No, he missed on that one.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
And do you believe that Cam Newton would fetch $30 million on the open market at this point?
At this point? No, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Probably not.
All right.
Be a little difficult to get that type of money.
Okay.
Could you imagine if they listened to Wiggy, they're sitting on 3 years and $90 million for a guy that can't throw it anywhere but the ground?
If they listened to me, they'd be fine, because guess what? Cam would have Michael Thomas or Julio Jones.
You didn't say that was a prerequisite for giving him that deal.
Yeah, I did.
You did not.
I was on day one. I said they need a receiver.
That is such revisionist history.
No, it isn't. Go back and listen to the tapes.
This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. Before I get to my main man, Flip Flop Wiggy.
Yes.
I've been calling this radio station for years and saying that Tom Brady made Bill Belichick, okay? Mm-hmm. Tom Brady made so many offensive nobodies, wide receivers, running backs, that went on to other teams and got these big contracts. It wasn't because of Belichick. Mm-hmm. It was because of Tom Brady. Now, Mr. Flip-Flop Wiggy, Wiggy, do you think we should still give Mr. Cam Newton his $30 million that you've been on this radio station? I might have to
change those numbers a little bit.
Okay.
But are we getting anybody? If you're not getting anybody, then
you never said that before we were talking about a $30 million. You said they have to sign him now because at the end of the season, Ryan Tannehill was going to get this money.
If Wiggy had his way, if Wiggy were the GM, the Patriots would be sitting on a 3-year, $90 million deal for Cam Newton today.
Wiggy just invested in Blockbuster.
It would have been done 2 weeks into the season.
But he would have Julio Jones and Odell Beckham to throw to him.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you'd have J.J. Watt on defense.
That's gonna turn
just
out
take
well
the L, as I would like to say.
All right.
Working off of Brady.
We are going to continue this morning talking about your New England Patriots and what happened yesterday. We will talk with Cam Newton at 9:30. And the news with Danielle is coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
coming up today. James White and Lawrence Guy join Dan and Keith to talk about the loss to the 49ers. Now we're back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for...
A woman is facing a robbery charge.
The news.
We have a couple of great stories ready to go.
With your host...
Sorry, Danielle, to be so crude.
Dale, put your pants back on.
Danielle Murr.
Lovely butts.
Lovely butts.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
About its efficacy.
I heard that, Michelle. Oh...
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Denham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can learn more online at northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, good morning and hello to my longtime rivals and neighbors in Marblehead, where they're now going to be doing remote learning for the schools for 2 weeks after a ton of students attended a house party over the weekend and police were called. They responded. The students were not wearing masks.
What's a ton?
They're saying that maybe like 25 to 30 kids, most of them scattered when Marblehead PD showed up, but they were able to talk to a few of them. According to the police, they were not wearing masks. The students were not social distancing. They were sharing drinks, et cetera, et cetera. Steve Webster, I believe, is the neighbor of the home where the party was held.
It just seemed to be a bunch of kids letting off steam. It didn't seem to be a big deal, really. And yet it does affect the whole town. It affects the teachers and all the other kids. So, you know, they don't realize the risk that they're taking.
Were there any sing-alongs? I know sing-alongs are very dangerous.
Droplets.
Well, happy birthday is the bad one. Yeah. So as long as it wasn't nobody's birthday.
They're also doing the same thing, I believe, in Wilmington after 25 to 30 students were attending a party there Friday night. So they're also going for 2 weeks.
Greg, quick
learning.
Question for you.
Yes.
Did Boston close all schools after the women's march?
I don't believe so.
I don't think they did.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Were there more than 25 or 30 high schoolers there?
It was a protest.
I'm only going on Ken's word, but he said there were a bunch of people with him.
Well, there are 13 communities in the state that are being sent back to phase one today.
Really?
Which means that businesses that were able to be open now have to close in these communities.
Yay.
So it's Brockton, Chelmsford, Holyoke, Hudson, Kingston, Leicester, Malden, Plymouth, Randolph, Waltham, Webster, Woburn, and Acushnet. And so they, like all these places, the like Roller Kingdom in Hudson that's been open for, I don't know, 3 weeks because when we went to phase three, now they get told that they have to shut down again.
Barbershops too, right? Barbershops, because didn't that be, they were phase one?
Yes. They're going to go back to phase one. Are you kidding me?
Do you think we make it to Thanksgiving before the entire state sees us go back to the serious. Well, I'm not kidding. I think I'm curious if you think we'll make it to Thanksgiving before Baker steps in and says we're rolling the entire state back a step or a whole phase.
I don't think we will. You think he's going to?
I think within the next few. I think the next, because they keep saying, you know, the next 6 to 12 weeks are going to be the darkest of the pandemic.
They're saying that now.
If Ken were here, he'd tell you that, you know, the numbers are trending up above 4% now on a daily basis again.
Once November 4th, all schools will be back in open in person.
Right. Once we get past November 3rd, it'll be all back to normal.
That is right. Okay. Now, speaking of Election Day, Secretary of State Bill Galvin has asked the FBI to investigate a ballot box fire that happened Sunday morning around 4 a.m. outside the Boston Public Library. The Elections Department had last emptied that ballot box around 2:30 Saturday afternoon. They said that they can process 87 of the 122 ballots found in the drop box, but about 35 were damaged, they think. So they said if anyone dropped off their ballot after 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, you should contact the Election Commission.
What, you can do another one?
I guess so. They're able to verify, I think, that you draw. I don't know how the process works.
Honestly, if these ballots are so important, shouldn't they be inside somewhere where people can't light the thing on fire?
I guess there's something about restrictions and time. Who knows? I don't know.
No. This country has... When it comes to voting, it's done pretty well for a couple hundred years on people going to a polling place and voting.
Right.
If you want to make it, I guess maybe we should just make it fit America and do it at drive-thrus.
Yes.
You can vote.
Not a bad idea.
We're still working on the app.
On demand.
See if Zoomie can get it done in 7 days, the vote online app.
Now, we do have some reaction from an up-talking voter named Harper Mills.
I hope that there's a way to count the ballots that were lost. I think it's a really scary time in democracy right now. I think it's really alarming appalling.
It's appalling.
Mm-hmm. Appalling.
It's alarming.
Oh, my God.
They should have had the thing like they used to have at the banks, right, where you put your thing in and it sucks it up. Right.
Oh, yeah, the little hamster tube.
Yeah, so they couldn't, you know, set fire to a mailbox.
I don't know. What's the scary part of democracy? We're having an election for the presidency, and it's going to go the way every other election has gone in this country. One person wins and one doesn't. Mm. I mean, let's not get our panties in a bunch here.
In Haines City, Florida, a 26-year-old man is accused of stealing a bulldozer from a construction site and tearing down all the Joe Biden signs he saw on people's lawns. He even reportedly ran down a city speed limit sign. He's been identified as James Blight. He's been charged with grand theft auto and trespassing on a construction site. Karen Washington is a Haines City resident.
I just cannot believe that we're really in this time. I mean, this age of time that we're dealing with this again.
Mm-hmm. If you got to steal a bulldozer, you think you'd go after the ATM machine.
That's true. Well, if you watched Breaking Bad, you know how difficult it is to bust one of those things out with. So you know that's very difficult.
Spoiler alert.
Wiggs Offset was detained after driving past a Trump rally.
Oh, what happened? What do you mean?
He was with Cardi B's cousin. Who has
been married to Cardi B?
They're still technically estranged. Okay, they're estranged. Okay. It'll be interesting to see if they want. I think they're going to fix things. Yeah. I think they'll figure it out. But evidently, the police were told that he and Cardi B's cousin, the other person in the car, were waving guns at people. Mm-hmm. He claims that someone was beating on his car with a flag, and he did catch some of his interaction with police on Instagram Live.
I'm not going to move my hand from my steering wheel.
Because we were told that you guys were waving.
You celebrity, you know who I am. I'm Offset from the Migos. They're fans. That's why they following me, bro.
That has nothing to do with why we're here. We were told that you guys were waving guns.
You just watched somebody beat my car up with a flag. What are you talking about?
I need you to turn.
You told me put my hands up. I'm not doing that. You put my hands up. It's 25,000 people in my life.
I'm telling you.
You're going to get sued publicly.
Turn off the car.
Don't move, man. Open this door.
No, that's not legal. That's not legal. You can't just open my door.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
This car right now.
You can't just open my door. It's illegal.
Was there a weapon in the vehicle?
Evidently, there were.
Oh,
there was.
Okay.
I think he can open your door.
Yeah, I think that was okay.
Yeah.
But I love how he pulled the Do You Know Who I Am?
Right.
Oh. I'm Offset from Migos.
Is Offset's real name Simon?
I don't know if it's Simon, Curtis. So you have to Google that one. I think you can find the
Tucker.
Bird. Let's find out what offsets.
It's Jackson. It's Jackson. Fauci said that it's going to be known by the end of the year whether or not the coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective.
Oh,
so we're closing in on the end of the year fairly rapidly.
By the end of the year?
By the end of the year.
That's good news.
He was on the BBC's Andrew Marr show.
We will know whether a vaccine is safe and effective by the end of November, the beginning of December. The question is, once you have a safe and effective vaccine or more than one, how can you get it to the people who need it as quickly as possible?
The generals. That's what the president said. I got the generals lined up.
Give it to the generals?
Fauci is now going on BBC.
Of course he is.
Yes.
That's what he and Wiggy have in common. They've never seen an interview that they didn't like.
Unfortunately,
they are available for anything.
The difference is he get paid for his. He getting that guap for it.
I don't think so.
Comes out of his bunker for that guap. And Offset's real name, I can't even pronounce this. Kyrie? Is that how you would say that, Danielle?
Kiari.
Kiari.
Kiari Kendrell.
So you were close. You were close. You said Simon.
Yep, that's my middle name,
very
Kiari.
Close. Yeah, Curtis Kiari. Oh, my Lord. If you are in public service in any capacity, you probably should be careful about being photographed doing certain things like, eating sushi off a nude model at a fellow firefighter's 50th birthday party.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I mean, isn't it a thing that they offer at certain sushi places?
It's a thing that they offer. Just don't pose for the photo so it doesn't get sent to the local newspaper. This is happening in San Antonio, Texas. The fire chief there, Charles Hood, is now the subject of an independent review by the department. After this photo was published last week by the San Antonio Express News. Now, the photo was taken in January at a 50th birthday party. They had some nude models with sushi on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the chief crouched down to grab a piece of sushi, and he's seen smiling. There's, you can see in one photo, there are several other people taking photos of the chief doing this. But he issued an apology in a statement Friday sent to a local news station. Said, of course, the usual. He didn't mean to offend anybody. If he did, he sincerely apologizes. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. So the city attorney is now doing an independent review of all the actions taken by the chief. Let's head to Florida, not like the rest of us.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, this happened in Vero Beach, Florida, Friday around 1:45 a.m. 28-year-old James Florent called 911 to report an alien invasion. He was subsequently arrested. He said he thought the police should be able to take care of the aliens, but if they didn't, he would have to, quote, go Independence Day on them, unquote.
True, though.
Yes.
I mean, what would one do if the police can't handle the alien invasion? Mm-hmm. One would take it upon themselves to handle it.
That is correct.
I like the guy's style.
The police did respond. They did not see any aliens.
No invasion?
None that they could corroborate.
That's good.
He did wind up being arrested for misuse of 911.
What about public intoxication or private
None of that. So I don't know that he was drunk.
Okay.
I think
so
he was
can't call 911 for aliens, but you can't call 911
house parties.
For house parties.
You've got that. Yes. You've got that, baby.
Well, I mean, aren't we living in a sim world? So who's to say the aliens didn't show up?
Wiggy called 911 about the unarmed patriots.
I did call 911.
Speaking of that, I think we're going to get to quarantine 311 tomorrow on the show.
My
Is
God.
That correct?
Nice. We are overflowing with complaints.
Yeah, a lot of complaints. Wait till Halloween gets here Saturday and all the rogue Halloween parties in Southie are out of control.
Karens are going to be everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Is that it, Danielle?
That's it.
All right. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37 this morning, and be ready for that. If for whatever reason, I always remind you this, but if for whatever reason you can't listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com or on the radio.com app. It's really easy to download the app. You can just text the letters APP to the text line, which is 37937, and you get a quick link back and download the app. And that means that you can take us wherever you go with the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.